Ohio has a new system for its primary election, at least for now. Voting rights groups are challenging the new absentee-based system in federal court. While that case works its way through the process, candidates are reorganizing their campaigns on the fly, trying to sustain their efforts for an extra month while finding new ways to engage voters. Boards of elections around Ohio are stuffing envelopes with ballot requests and ballots to be delivered to mailboxes all over the state. The absentee voting system isn't new, but our new circumstances are putting fresh scrutiny on the multi-step process.
I don't know about you, but if I had to guess how many of my friends actually have a printer at their house...
Elena Shearer is running for the Democratic nomination in Ohio's 12th congressional district.
Let alone envelopes and stamps right now. Honestly, I don't think I have stamps right now. It's just not... We've got to create an online request form.
Shearer is a first-time candidate, vying for a chance to face Republican Congressman Troy Balderson in the fall. Her bid, and many others like it, are an uphill climb even if everything goes right. Now candidates around the state are taking to social media and video conferencing platforms to engage volunteers and encourage voters to get ballot requests and then ballots in the mail on time. Still, Shearer says the territory is familiar. Prior to running for Congress, she started a digital ad agency and launched a professional network for women in tech.
We get to spend less money on old, outdated forms of communication and marketing. So this is a chance for us to prove what we can do on a low budget with limited resources through creativity, through reaching out to voters online, connecting with them in this moment when we're all feeling so isolated.
Her opponent for the Democratic nomination is Jenny Bell, a nurse practitioner. Bell notes her day job has been a bit busy lately. But COVID-19 has reinforced the importance of issues like healthcare.
You know, whether it's coronavirus today or if it was insulin 2 months ago, this stuff really matters. And we need somebody in Washington who understands this from the inside, who will go and yell and scream.
In a statement, Balderson's campaign declined to say how his strategy has changed. But he praised Governor DeWine and state lawmakers for their actions, saying, quote, unique circumstances such as these require unique solutions. Next door in Ohio's 3rd congressional district, Democrat Joyce Beatty has much the same response to state leaders' actions. She issued a statement saying lawmakers, quote, found a bipartisan solution that allows Ohioans to cast their ballots from home without risking their health or safety. Beatty faces a challenge from the left in her heavily Democratic district. Her opponent, Morgan Harper, says shifting focus to a different balloting process is a challenge.
It is a bit cumbersome. And so, you know, I think that more time would have been useful, but we will confront this timeline as laid out by the legislature and do what we can to make sure that people are able to exercise their right to vote.
And Harper, who supports Medicare for All, says the spread of COVID-19 brings the importance of her campaign issues into sharp relief.
There's so many really critical realities that they're facing. And at the same time, though, that some of those realities around, you know, the vulnerabilities of folks' health and financial circumstances connect to a lot of the issues that we've been talking about throughout the entire campaign.
As candidates scramble, school districts on the ballot welcome the April 28th deadline. The original directive issued by Secretary of State Frank LaRose would have ended the election June 2nd. Ohio Association of School Business Officials Executive Director Jim Rowan says waiting that long could hurt districts with levy or bond issues on the ballot. The chief concern, he says, is retaining talent.
If I'm a teacher and to have to wait until June to see if a levy passes and whether or not I may be cut might force me to go out there and look for another job when I'm very content where I'm at, but I run the risk of being laid off. So this definitely allows districts to do better planning so that they can continue their programming for the next year.
He also notes interest rates are exceptionally low right now, which is good for districts looking to borrow. And getting a decision back from voters sooner rather than later could help districts whose issues fail, because they'll have time to regroup and consider another try in the fall. Nick Evans, WOSU News.